NPR's Howard Berkus is reporting that more than 2,000 coal miners are now suffering from the most severe form of black lung disease. And despite clear warnings, industry regulators did not stop it. The investigation caps a nearly four-decade career for Berkus, who's retiring from NPR this month. Jeff Young spoke with him about how he reported this story and why his reporting kept taking him back to Appalachia's coal country.
Data loom large in this story. Berkus took a deep dive into 30 years' worth of dust monitoring data from coal mines. That analysis revealed that miners were frequently exposed to toxic levels of silica dust from rock. And a review of federal records showed that industry and regulators knew the deadly consequences of that exposure long ago. But the story also draws on old-fashioned shoe leather reporting. Working with the Ohio Valley Resource, Berkus gathered dozens of interviews from sick miners in the area.
I had been determined from the beginning to try to talk to as many coal miners who are suffering from progressive massive fibrosis as possible. We interviewed 34. It's not a scientific survey, but you get a sense then of what the practices were in mines, of what the miners' lives are like, by sitting down with them and asking them, what did you experience? What was it like where you worked? Did the coal companies you worked for, did they cheat on dust sampling? But most importantly, what has this done to your life?
Where do you see the story going from here? Reaction from industry, from lawmakers?
You know, I don't know what is likely. I suspect that there will be defensiveness on the part of the Mine Safety Agency. I suspect that, you know, that the mining industry will continue what has been a pattern for them of trying to draw a distinction between black lung caused by coal dust and progressive massive fibrosis caused by silica dust. It seems to me to be a way to try to get out of paying black lung benefits. You know, no one has ever responded to whatever has been reported about what silica does to coal miners. So I don't know whether to expect anything now. It's really sad.
Let's talk a bit about what's on the horizon for you personally. This is kind of your swan song at NPR, right?
I don't know what song swans sing, but yeah, so this is my last big project. I'm retiring. My first day of retirement will be January 1st, and it was January 1st, 38 years ago, that I started as a reporter at NPR.
Wow. So you've done a lot of reporting on a lot of different topics, but you seem repeatedly drawn back to coal country and coal stories. What is it about that topic that draws you back?
You know, I don't know. I think one thing about it is that I was really struck by the failures of regulators to do what they're required to do. And the consequences of that are really tragic. So that was kind of a shock. I think the other thing is coal is a political football in this country. You have the rhetoric of the war on coal. You have debates about whether coal can be revived. But to me, what's fundamental there is that coal miners still go to work every day. And, you know, like every other worker in America, they deserve to go home healthy and whole and alive every night. So, I don't know, maybe that's what drew me to doing these stories.
NPR investigative reporter Howard Berkus. His work isn't quite done yet. Next month, the PBS program Frontline will air a documentary based on his latest reporting. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.